We'll go to, over here. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. My name is Luke, and I'm a senior international relations major and president of the Model United Nations Club here. And so my question undoubtedly has to do with foreign policy. It says on your website that you want to rebrand the war on terror to be the war on radical Islam. And so do you see Islam as the... Do you see radical Islam as the prime example of Islam at large? And if you were to be the commander-in-chief, how would your war on terror or war on radical Islam change from the current administration?
Great question. Thank you. The reason I say that we need to rebrand the war is because we need to be accurate as to who we are fighting. Are we fighting all terrorists? And the answer to that is clearly no. There are terrorists in other parts of the world that we are not engaged in and have no interest from a national security point of view of engaging in. The other issue is this a war on terrorism? Well, what is terrorism? Terrorism is a military tactic. Can you be at war against a military tactic? Well, that would say that FDR would have stood up in December 7, 1941 and say, we are going to war against kamikazes, or we're going to war against Blitzkrieg, or we're going to war against those. You don't go to war against a military tactic. You go to war against what we have always gone to war against. We go to war against a virulent ideology that seeks to harm and destroy America. And what is motivating the people to do what they're doing? That's what you're at war against. You don't war against their actions. You're at war against what is the genesis of the antipathy toward America. And so I think it's important that now we're 10 years into this war, and most Americans have no idea really who the enemy is. They just have not even a basic fundamental understanding of what radical Islam is. Your question is a good one. Does that mean we're at war against Islam? Of course not. But we're at war within an element of Islam that, frankly, is at war with Islam and with war with most Muslims. The people who are going to be most disadvantaged, who are going to be most effective, as we see in Iran. Most Iranians are not radical Islamists. In fact, most Iranians love America. And they've loved America for a long time. Why? Because we had the courage to go out and call their theocracy what it was, evil and a corruption, and that we were on their side. Yet they are being oppressed every day by these radicals. So, no, we're not at war with Islam. But we are at war with the radical elements, and we need to say to the people of Islam, the Islamic people, that they need to join the fight against the radical elements. And we are ready to help you in that regard. Go ahead.